Do you ever hear it called clapboard or weather?
Clapboard, weatherboard, drop siding.
Uh-huh. Which would be the most common?
Or bevel siding is the most common. Bevel siding?
What's that?
Well, it's a board that's cut. It's 5/8 of an inch thick at the bottom when it's installed.
Mm-hmm.
It tapers down to about 1/4 inch at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And you put the smallest piece on top, then you overlap the top over the, and it's a bevel siding because it's beveled.
It's the other ones, the clapboard or weatherboard, is that the same thing, the siding, or is there a difference?
It's all siding, it's all wood siding. You have your clapboard, which is usually referred to, it's a drop siding, which is, it has a shiplap joint in it.
Where's the joint?
Yeah, at the bottom. The bottom has a groove to fit over the one just below it. That's a shiplap joint.
But clapboard or weatherboard?
Then they're the same.
Uh-huh. Say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you take a nail and a
hammer.
You say, I took the hammer and I let the nail in.
I drove the nail in.
And if it didn't get in far enough, you say, it's got to be what in further?
Hammer in.
Or
drove in further.
Okay. And you say you take the hammer and
you drive it in.
And a building that could be used for storing wood, you call a
woodshed.
What about for tools?
Wood, a tool shed.
And before they had bathrooms inside, what did they call the toilets outdoors?
Well, odd buildings or just a toilet, either. They'd use, some people, depending on the company you were in, you'd use the toilet or the odd building.
Which sounds nicer to say?
Well, most people prefer the odd building, it's more refined.
Do you ever hear any joking or vulgar names?
Not old fan, I can't think of them.
And what different buildings would there be on a farm?
Besides your house, you'd normally have a chicken house, a pump house, and a barn, tool shed.
What different animals would you have? And where would you?
Well, we have cows, horses, that's all we have.
Where do they
have? Usually in the pasture. Occasionally, the milk cow we bring into the barn to milk her.
Uh-huh. Any special shelters for them?
With the barn, that's what we use for cattle.
What about the animals that you get on bacon farm?
Pigs or hogs?
Where are they kept?
Well, usually you have a pig pen for if you feed them to slaughter, or otherwise they're usually raised out in a pasture.
And what about a place for the baby chicks?
Coop.
Okay.
A brooder.
What do they look like?
Well, a brooder is what we're using right now. It's a wood frame construction with a wire frame,
mm-hmm.
and a hardware cloth, half inch hardware cloth for the flooring of it, and the rest of it is 1 inch.
What
chicken wire.
The coop, what does that look like?
It's usually a slatted, we usually call it a coop, it's a A-frame slatted, wood slat, a cage,
uh-huh.
We call it a coop.
What's it called in French?
Un gris, ou un